feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Somebody's green!
91.5 WMFO 1010 on your Friday night. The time to tell with Chase Carson. Good evening. Because I've been listening to that song for the last 9 minutes. If you just tune in, this is how we do it in the time tunnel. We give you the whole extended version of the way they used to do it back in the day. And Disco Inferno and the Tramps. And you're on to the time tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between hours at 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. And you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Bedford, Boston. Oh, I almost forgot. Did I mention John Pierce was here? Did I say that already? Oh, yeah!
Right.
91.5 WMFO and New England's own Tavares. And Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Man, folks already starting. Good folks down in ATL already starting. I'm not going to say nothing right now. I'm not going to mention your name right now, but I can imagine what's going on down there. Hey, John Pierce coming up right on the other side of Instant Funk. Time to tell with Chase Carson, 91.5. Yeah, he's already starting too. Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Girl, anytime.
Say what?
Tonight is fine. I got
1.5 WMFO in the Ohio Players in the Master Dance Floor Jam for back in the day, Skin Tight. Ladies and gentlemen, like I mentioned before, back again for his monthly appearance straight out of MCI Concord. Please put your hands together and welcome to the show, Boston's own John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Thank you, Chase.
All right, calm down. Take it easy.
Easy.
Oh, man. Hey, man, what the hell was going on? That was weird, man.
It is.
I mean, it seems like every time you come on here, something happens, man. That's never happened here before. That's never happened here before.
What, you like being professional, you mean?
Whatever. Anyway, man, how you doing, man?
Good. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, man. I'm telling you, man. It's been we're almost halfway through the winter. I mean, some winter through the summer. Yeah. And it's been a long one already.
It has, obviously, huh?
And it's been a long one already. Hey, man, I haven't seen you since Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We'll talk about. I mean, we're going to talk about it in, that in depth. Sure. We'll talk about that in depth. But I had a great time, man.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Rini, we had a blast. And,
yeah.
You guys just put out the red carpet for us, and I'm so happy that you know half the island came out and saw me, you know, and greeted me at the docks.
That guy that was sleeping on the bench, he wasn't really asleep.
Anyway, it was a blast, man. I had a blast, and I appreciate it.
And maybe you'll, hit me over to Nantucket sometime, you know?
Absolutely.
You never know.
Hey, I told you it's an open invitation.
Yeah.
I told you it's an open invitation.
Yeah.
But anyway.
With no phone number or address listed.
That's why it's an open invitation.
Yeah.
There's no phone number listed. But anyway, what have you been doing since then, anyway?
Nothing. Just hanging out waiting for my invitation to Nantucket. No, I'm kidding. No, I haven't been doing much.
You haven't gotten that yet?
I don't know if I can afford it over there anyways with you four flushes.
Oh, hey, listen, if you want to go there, speaking of that, so, you know, the other night, it was raining and, you know, we didn't feel like going out. So he said, why don't you order a couple of pizzas? So, you know, I ordered a couple of pizzas and I said, you know, I want a couple of pizzas and can I have a small salad? So the guy goes, do you have a credit card? So I said, yeah, sure. You know, give him the credit card number. He said, okay, it'll be right over. So about half an hour later, you know, the kid comes to the door. He goes, yeah, so you sign this? So, you know, I just figured, you know, two people, what can two pizzas be? Right?
20 bucks.
30 bucks?
Yeah.
30, 35 bucks?
Yeah.
So I looked down and, you know, because I was going to get the kid a tip.
Yeah.
And it was $82.
For two pizzas?
For two large. I did that. One was a Hawaiian pizza and the other one was a meat lover's. I mean, they were specialty pizzas.
Yeah, but deal. Still, that's $40 a pizza.
$82.
Oh,
I said
my
to him,
God.
I said, where's the rest of it? Are we feeding the neighborhood? Is the rest of it out in the truck?
Because well,
I only ordered two pizzas.
He's like,
yes, sir, that's it. That's
your really pizza, fancy over there. You know, Nantucket is so fancy, they don't even like to let you have a bowel movement on that island, you know? They do not like sewage on that island. They spent a ton of money and had it all shipped out to sea. So it goes out, you know what? Inkwell my ass over Martha's Vineyard. That's the outfall from the Nantucket septic system.
No, ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to that. No, he's just kidding. You're listening to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. It's 10:32. My man John Pierce is hanging out with me. We got shout-outs. Shout-outs are coming up. You get those in at... we got a new phone number, John. I meant to say we got a new phone number.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, it's 855-915-9636.
Beautiful.
855-915-9636. All right, get it on.
Beautiful.
915. 99.5 WMFO with that wild cherry, the another monster from back in the day. Oh, I know you remember that one.
Yeah,
no offense, by the way.
Yeah.
I see that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going to answer the phone after we do shout-outs, right? Don't go anywhere. And speaking of shout-outs, why don't you go ahead and do your thing first, all right?
Well, I just wanted to give a couple of shout-outs.
Okay. Okay.
The first is a couple of our listeners, Bernie Marshall and Cheryl Baxter, longtime listeners.
They had
some medical problems.
Yes, yes.
I guess she's pregnant and he's sick over it. No, I'm kidding.
Bernie. He might be. He's just kidding, Bernie. He might be listening.
Oh, Bernie's a great guy, and Cheryl's a doll.
They like me. Okay,
so yeah, I know. All right, I'm sorry.
Hey, on a serious side, best wishes to Bernie.
Oh yeah,
and Cheryl.
Yeah,
and Cheryl.
Both of them going through the same stuff. Shout out from the time tunnel.
Words.
Another one is Millie asked me to say hello to her beautiful grandmothers, Ken and Linda.
Oh, okay.
So that's from Millie. And Richard Sherry. I want to send out.
Hey. Whoa,
Richard Sherry. Come on.
I'm going to let you handle that. I saw that.
The guy just turned like 65 or 66. I don't know. And he's starting to have medical problems of his own. He went to the doctors. He was having problems down there. He went to the doctors and he prescribed him some Viagra. Well, he had to go back 2 weeks later for his follow-up. The doctor made him get off. He already got carpal tunnel in them 2 weeks, you know?
2 weeks, he got that quick.
So the doctor says, well, maybe it'll work. You know, you better start exercising. So he told Richard, you know, try standing on your hands or your head. He did, but his belly kept hitting him in the face, so he gave that up. So, Richard, good to hear from you and see you again, brother.
Hey, next time, take that as a lesson, okay?
Yeah.
We have microphones,
We have
man.
Microphones.
Don't put stuff like that on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
We have microphones.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any more?
No, I think that's about it for me for tonight.
Okay, we didn't send a shout out to how's Tommy doing? We haven't talked to
Tommy. Tommy's doing good.
Is Tommy doing good? Yeah, I haven't seen much pictures. He's taking a lot of pictures lately.
Oh, he's beautiful, great photographer, really.
And you've had some good stuff too, by the way, John.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You know, I did like a couple.
Yeah,
you know, you claim
you don't like any of my pictures.
I never cried about
that. You don't like any pictures.
All right. Anyway,
okay. Remember, I got a microphone.
Yeah, you do have one. All right, look at my shout outs. I'll go reading. What's up? Back from from the island. And we had a great time last week out there chilling. Little R&R, a little work, little mix, a little bit of stuff, but we had a good time. Shout out to little Roscoe. What's up, man? Probably listening with Jake. And shout out to Jules, too. I know she's probably there checking us out. Shout out to Bro. He wasn't in ATL where I said he was. He's at an undisclosed location. He's not in the state, I guess. So he's in an undisclosed location that he can't talk about.
He's in the same state as you. Confusion.
Anyway, shout out to the Giddy Up. Shout out to Pauly B and the lovely Tina Marie. You can hear them every Friday between the hours of 2 and 4 right here at 91.5. And speaking of other shows on 91.5, The Lounge with my man Danny Martinetti.
He checked in.
He's listening. What's up, Danny? Did you see him? He was at the Guns N' Roses concert, I think, the other night. He was at some place down in Disneyland?
I know. I think they were around. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Shout out to my man Jordan. He checked in. Just got off his tour. By the way, since you've been on the show, I don't know if you know, he's graduated. He's now a
level 3 sex offender.
He graduated. He's now a member of the thin blue line out there doing his thing up in Maine.
All right, Jordan.
He's safe up there, brother. Hey, but on a serious side, let me turn that down. But on a serious side too, man, I'd like to send out condolences and prayers and well wishes to the police officers that we lost this week.
It's terrible.
In the senseless.
All of them, not just this week.
Dumb shit that's going on with people getting, you know, going out and shooting people. That are protecting us.
Yeah.
People that got our backs and protecting us for 99% of them, and we're shooting them. You know, I just don't get it, man.
Yeah,
you know,
me neither.
I just don't get it.
Bad times out there right now.
It is. But, all right, let's move along. Let's keep this on the upbeat.
Yeah, happy.
On the upbeat. But shout out to those families. All right, shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile. Thanks for that call this week, man. I appreciate that. It's all good. Shout out to Stella's. Had lunch there this afternoon. Great stuff, as usual. Shout out to my man Roger down at Cuts. Cutting hairs until midnight. He's got us on every Friday night down at the Crossing. So if you're down there, you want a haircut. Matter of fact, you might need a little touch up.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't know if I could
take
it.
But I don't know. If he did your hair, you ain't got any left. So what the hell does that tell me?
Shout out, Roger.
My man.
Also, shout out to the girls. What's that? Mary, Susan, and Jessica. Mary Susan and Jessica. They're checking us out down at Suds, doing their clothes.
Nice.
Listen to the Time Tunnel, avid listeners.
If you need a hand with your dainties, just give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll come down there and check those right out for you. Yeah. All right, you're on Tunnel to the Time Tunnel with Chase Costin, hanging out with my man
John Pierce here
for about another hour and 15 minutes. Hey, we got a new segment that we're adding tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If this is the first time you're listening, we have a new segment called Ask Uncle John, where we take questions. We take one question a week when he comes on from one of our listeners, and we have our question already, and we're going to be asking him that very shortly, so stick around for that. 91.5 Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
You're good.
91.5 WMFO and the late, great Curtis Mayfield in Freddy's Dead. Off the, sorry, remember that? Superfly.
Oh.
With Ron, what's his name? Ron, is it, Ron, I forget the actor's name, but it's Ron. Big tall brother that he's played. The movie was Superfly, but that put him on the map, actually.
Yeah,
that one right
yeah.
there. That put him on the map. All right, Little Roscoe, hold on, man. I'm going to squeeze that song in for you. We do different stuff here in the Time Tunnel on our new format since we started the new year in 2016. We added the jazz format, and we've been throwing in some new music and some new beats. So I'm going to be able to play your song, all right? Hold on. We're going to do that right on the other side of this.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Words, words. It can wait till you get there, right? It can wait till you get there. We need you here. All right, you're listening to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. I'm hanging out with my man, John
Pierce.
Are you all right, man?
Nah, I'm daydreaming.
I mean, you've been looking, you got papers going, you're writing stuff down, you're laughing, looking at your phone. I mean, are we keeping you up here?
Can you finish up?
I think so.
Just give me a shove here, because the show's not really helping keep me awake, you know?
All right, put your pants back on, too.
All right.
All right, Little Roscoe, here you go, man. This is the Rihanna and Diamonds on the Tunnel with Chase Carson and my man,
John Pierce.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
WMFO Medford.
Get down on it
while you dance.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO and Kool & the Gang and Get Down on It. One of my favorite Kool & the Gang dance songs. Me too. Oh, man, feeling real good tonight, man. Hey, gonna send a shout out to my man, Frankie Amagama. Forgot to get him on the shout outs. And also shout out for Amanda checking in.
Amanda, yeah.
Yep, one of the actresses from DJ Stan, the man. Hey, by the way, did you see Frankie's picture?
Yes.
The one he posted, I think he was in Nantucket trying to look like Magnum P.I.
No, I think it was Hawaii 5 foot.
No stuff, Frank. Oh, man. You're tuned to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. I'm hanging out with my man, John Pierce.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, John, can we tell that Martha's Vineyard story? Can we do that when we come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll do that when we come back. John Pierce, we're on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, 91.5 WMFO, Bedford, Boston.
Someone to hold you tight, someone to treat you right. Though your girlfriend's a friend.